Hello there, is it Sharon?
Yeah.
Fantastic, Sharon. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. We've received an inquiry from yourself in regards to the Scottish Redress Scheme. You know, the abuse in Scotland children's homes?
Yes.
So it's just a claim, really, just a quick call to get that set up for you, Sharon, and let you know what exactly you can get back from it and what we aim to do for you, okay?
Yes, son.
No worries. So just to confirm, I've got your name first of all, is Sharon Andrews, is that correct?
That's right. Well, you need my mobile
number as the one with... Yeah, what's your middle name, Sharon?
Oh, please. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Because you might need that for the to get the details here.
That's it. We need as much information as possible. So the
of
next
course.
Question I'm going to ask you there, Sharon, could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's the 10th of July, 1969.
Yep. Perfect. Just your current store number and your postcode, please.
Yeah, it's number 6, and it's Delta Delta 2 for Alpha Lima.
Okay, perfect. Delta Delta 2 for Alpha. Is it Deborah and Crescent?
That's me.
So one, number 6, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. Sharon, have you ever been known by any other names at all?
Nope,
no other names. Okay, that's fine. And how old are you at the moment, Sharon?
I'm currently 56.
56, okay. And what are your parents' names, my love?
My mother's name was Jeanette Markey. M-A-R-K-I-E. M-A-R-K-I-E.
Yep.
And dad's name...
Perfect. And your father's name?
John Andrews.
John Andrews. Okay, perfect. And do you know where you lived before you went into care, Sharon?
With my mum, I'm sure. I worked like most of my childhood because of what's happened, you know. Yeah, I think we were with my mum for a short time, and then we went to live with Gran. But then we moved from my Gran's into, like, care. And what was it, Helen? What? My sister.
Yeah.
We were all in the home together. Pardon?
And how many brothers and sisters have you got?
I've got one brother and one sister.
Helen Andrews.
Helen Andrews, yes, and David Andrews.
David Andrews, okay.
They were all in the care. We were all in it together.
Yeah. And what age did you get put into care there, Sharon? What age was you?
I was four.
And my sister was 6. Okay, Sharon. And what children's home did you get placed in? Do you remember the name of the children's home?
Yes, I was put into St. Francis, Helen?
Yes.
St. Francis in the Rose Angle. I was a nunnery.
Yeah, let's have a look then. St. Francis Children's Home was that?
What?
It's an orphanage.
It was an orphanage.
St. Francis Children's Home.
Yeah, that's
orphanage.
It.
Orphanage. Okay,
yeah. Well, it was run by nuns.
Yeah.
It's not there now, son.
Yeah. No, that's what I think.
And then
we went
into a shelter, and then we went in a Caroline house. Caroline house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Caroline house. Let's just get this one down for you for this one. So that's that one. So was you in Caroline house after it, or was that the name of the St. Francis one?
No, that was after that one.
It was Caroline house.
We were in foster care, but that was the two main homes we were in.
Okay, and yeah, would you have to ask this question there, Sharon? Who would you like, if, for example, something does happen to you, God forbid it does, Who would you like your beneficiary to be? So if we can't pay you at the time, Sharon, who would you like us to pay the compensation to for you?
I would like to see my daughters, but I want to give some to charity too. Pay back.
Yeah, like I say, it's only if something does happen. Like I say, it's likely you can pay one of your daughters, and then you can tell them what you want to do with the money if you get it. It's entirely up to you.
Perfect. Well, I'll be my daughters then.
Yeah.
Yep. My
daughters. Who is the oldest one? What's the oldest one called?
Danielle Andrews. DANNIELLE.
Yeah, no worries. Do you have a mobile number for Danielle?
Yeah. Helen. Helen. Phone number, please. Yeah, 2 seconds, son.
Hi,
well,
that's
a long process.
It takes between 8 to 12 months to actually do the claim. It takes anywhere from 8 to 12 months to do the claim, but like I said, this process is probably 5 minutes on the phone, more maybe than we are now.
Exactly, yeah. 0757.
Yep.
032. 34.
Yep. 60. Yep. Perfect. No problem now at all. And you know, with St. Francis Orphanage, how long were you in there? So how long were you actually in there?
Well, we're in there for about a year. Yes. In St. Francis.
About a year.
In the nunnery.
Oh, no, we were there for a few years.
We were there for a couple of years, yeah. We were there for about maybe three years. Because
and then what about Carline House? How long were you in there for?
Carline House. I was in Carline House. Oh, my God. When did you go to Carline House, Helen?
It must have been about... Oh, it must have been the primary.
Well, I must have been primary six. What age would have been then?
Would have been 6 years old when you went
11.
To...
11. 11. And I never got... And I was in there until a week before my 18th birthday.
Okay. So this is in regards to your statement now for St. Francis. So we just need a day-to-day of the kind of, like, abuse you was facing with them.
Right. So we were all pushed to go to midnight mass. We got to bed after midnight mass, and then we were up at 7 o'clock doing our chores. They always had that, you know, the ball of incense or whatever, the smoke comes out the wee bar. We weren't allowed to put shoes on. Only time we were all allowed to put shoes on when we were going out of the house. There was a time where the punishment was standing in a corner, and I was stood in that corner for 3 hours, and I did nothing wrong.
Yep.
Like, the houses back in Dune and Rose Angle, they were old fashioned types, and you know what I mean? So the house was cold.
Yeah.
And then we had to do prayers when we come home. We were naming religious, but when we left there, we thought, oh, God, we had prayed. You know what I mean? We had it trumped into our heads.
Yeah, kind of drilled in, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And would they ever restrain you or hit you at all?
Some of them, yes, would. They used to push us to go into midnight mass, even if we didn't want to. I mean, there was a few times I fell on my knees and taped on my knees, and they just washed them and then put me to bed. They never put any cream on it, they never put any plasters on it. It just made you, like, heal naturally. God will sort you. And I said, well, he's not sorted you. Why are we suffering this? Because
And then what about Carline House?
Carline House, oh my God. One of the staff actually sat on me, and I'm telling you, she was the size of a bus. just to restrain me. I was like, if I want to say that, I couldn't breathe. It took friends, six other children through the home to get it off me. And then we got sent to bed, we need tea. We never got to go on day trips. It was mental.
Yep.
Sometimes you got food restrictions put on you. And if you were in one word wrong, you'd be in your dorm and you wouldn't be out for days sometimes.
Yep.
They'll come in with a bit of breakfast for you. They'll let you over tea if you behave during the day. If we were in at school.
Yep.
I used to love when it was school. I wanted to go to school. I love school. I just wanted to be happy at home.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable. Now, Helen, we do need two things from you to actually do the claim. Yeah. So, Helen, to start a claim, we do need to think two things from you. We need photo ID and proof of address. Now, we just need a picture of those. Now, I've noticed you don't use WhatsApp on your mobile phone. Is it your sister
who's
there with you? Does she use WhatsApp before
on
a mobile?
Do
you use it on your
mobile
phone?
I've got WhatsApp.
You do?
I do.
That's when I'm trying to type your name and it's not coming up. Anything you see.
I don't think it's that on. No, because... My brother's got me on WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's not me, Dad.
What's mobile? What's the mobile number you have?
077-102-59827.
Right.
The number
yeah.
you applied with them, I love.
Yeah. I can't understand it. I've got WhatsApp. Helen's got WhatsApp too.
Yeah, it's not. Can you just give me Helen's number? I'll try Helen's number.
Right, Helen, what's your number then? Wait, Helen, I'll come to the phone and give you the number. They're not on the island.
No problem.
It's
075-22. 079. 396. So that one works. So I'm just going to send Helen a quick message, because what we need is just photo ID and a letter. So the photo ID can be a driving licence, a passport or a bus pass. And then a letter just needs to be any letter dated in the last 3 months. Please, I'm just going to type the message.
Thank you, Helen. You want to take a message you got. And then we need to send it with ID and proof of address in the last 3 months.
That's the one. So I've sent that message to Helen now as well. So Helen should have that message. But she all requires.
I believe you can't get mine.
Picture bus pass, that's fine.
It ran out last year.
Have you got a bus pass?
Yes, I've got a current bus pass.
We can use your bus pass. So if you take a picture of your bus pass and then a letter dated in the last 3 months, that'll be fine. But please include the full picture of it. So all four corners in the picture. Like a bird's eye view picture from the table, if you can.
Oh, you mean
the
letter?
And the letter, yeah.
Right, okay.
For both of them. We need to see the full thing for both of them.
Right.
So the best thing to do is if you open the WhatsApp message on Helen's phone, you should be able to put the camera just next to it and then take the pictures.
Good news. Click on that. When I get
the message,
I'm going to get the letters and I'm sorted, son. So will you just, is that it now? We've just got to send that.
You just got to send those two. Send a letter in the ID and then I'll send the document out for you to sign.
Right, so we'll do that now.
Yeah, if you can do that now, that'd be great. Just so I can let you know on the phone if they're the right ones.
Just seconds. I've just got to let it be the bank. It's probably overdrawn, but it's got quite within the last 3 months. And it's
I'd like to say it could be any letter whatsoever. Any letter you'd like.
Right. Good.
I'll go grab my bus pass. I'll send you my details first.
Yeah, no problem. That's correct.
Hello?
So if you open WhatsApp on Helen's phone, hello there. Yeah, if you open WhatsApp on Helen's phone and open that message, the one I've sent you. So once you open that message, in the corner you'll see a camera on the right-hand side.
Right. Click on that.
Then once you click the camera, it should let you just take a picture. Yeah, so once you open the message, if you look to the right-hand side, there's a camera and a microphone. Just click the camera.
Not in the corner.
Have you opened the message to the message I've sent? Let me just try it. So open this. Let's put it in there.
Yeah.
So click on that for me where it says open. There you go. So you've opened it now. So you see on the right-hand side, there's a little camera.
Oh,
you can just take a picture of that camera and send it straight over.
Yeah. Come on. It's sticking on the camera, but it's a good setting. Hold on. I understand. What's wrong with it? Why is it not letting us send it? If you cut your photos and videos, I like WhatsApp access to your camera on your device.
You need to click allow on that one. It's just saying you allow WhatsApp to use your photo. So go onto the camera and then just take a picture of the document.
No, son, it says I've got to go on and get permissions. Yeah?
Okay, so your phone doesn't allow WhatsApp to go into your camera. So if you click allow on that, it should work if it says allow.
No, I just click on the camera. It says to capture photos, allow WhatsApp access to your camera to your come on camera to photos and videos. And what is that then? Photos and videos.
So what you need to do then is, does it say like open settings or something on that message?
Well, I've opened it and it says permissions, right? So I put it on and it says access. Wait a minute. Allow.
Yeah, but you put on allow, that's right. It just means basically that your Helen can then send messages on WhatsApp if she wants to.
Yeah, camera.
All the pictures.
Allow. Right, there you go, son. I'll tap on it now, see if that'll work. Right.
Go for it.
What is it saying on camera, Helen? What the hell? What's your WhatsApp? Yeah. Just that,
yeah. Right.
So, go on now. Right, is that it? Like, here we go, son. Here's mine. Yeah,
Yep,
should
we
keep going? Hang on. Right, I'll put that.
No,
it's your time. We're not very technology connected, son.
Don't worry about it. Take time with it.
Right. I'm just telling you, is that good enough? Yeah. I'm just making sure
That's perfect. Yeah, that should be perfect. That's perfect.
That's cool
that
for
great.
Me. Right, I'll do
that's
the same thing on, yeah?
Yep, no worries.
Right. When is this, Helen? What dates on that?
Sorry about this. I know, it's take your time, there's no rush at all.
Yeah,
just bear with me a second, I'll have a look for you now. Now, Helen, before I send this form out, I need to read a small script to explain your funding options. So there are three ways you can proceed with a Read Your Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor, you can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, of course, it would be on a private agreement. Now, the private agreement, basically there, Sharon, is a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you're unsuccessful, no charge to you whatsoever. If you are successful, it's just 16%, okay? So we charge 16%, with the 80 to 20%. 16%.
Right, so how much would that be? Whatever them awards,
so if you were to get
16%.
That's right. And then 4% VAT, but like I say, that just goes to the VAT. So say, for example, you used to get £10,000 back. You'd keep £8,000. Bear in mind, the average for these claims is around
£45,000. Right,
that's
okay.
The average. Now, Sharon, if you look at your mobile, you should have a text message from me with a link for you to sign. It's just a text. It'll be from Ben Jacobs, which is myself.
Right, is that a ZHO bend? All right, what am I doing? So I'm tapping on that.
Yep, so if you click on that form, it will say then proceed to document or start signing.
Right.
And then you just need to click one box, so click at the top, agree and continue if it's there.
What is it? Yeah. Right.
Should be at the top of the page. And then if you go to the first box, it should have your name. Click where your name is.
What is that? What is my name?
Bear with me a second, because I'm going to send you another one anyway, so... Bear with me a second there, love.
Right, okay. Right, what's my name?
Yep, so once that's done.
Right, when I go to the signature, yeah?
That's it. Just put your signature in the box for us.
Oh, my God.
And then once you've done that, it should say finish at the top.
I do it myself.
So when you click signature, it should give you an option of three signatures you can choose from.
Yeah.
With your name. And then once you've done that, click accept and then just click agree. It should say finish at the top, sorry.
What does it say? What does it say?
Once you say finish at the top.
Finish. Oh, that's a lot of work. Does it say anything? It says, Will Quiet Park. What does it say? There you go, finish.
Yep.
Right, so once
you've done the signature, click accept. Finish, sorry.
I've done that.
Click finish once you've signed it.
Signed the document.
Say finish
it. Well, download it to you.
Oh, no, no, that's all done, Sharon. I've just noticed now. You've completed that, my love. No,
all right, so I don't have to do anything that.
Okay. So what I will need to do, Sharon, is, like I say, nothing at all there. So all I need to do, Sharon, is, like I say, I'm going to make your case now. I'm going to give you a call back in 10 minutes because there is one more document I need signing by you. But I'll be 10 minutes with it because I need to get your case populated. Okay. So I'll give you a call in 10 minutes and I'll get you to just sign it. It's a lot easier than the next one. I'll get you to sign it and that's all done for you, my love. Okay.
Thank you very much, son.
Perfect. I'll give you a call in 10 minutes. Make sure your phone's near you, Sharon. Okay. No problem at all, Sharon. I'll speak to you then, my love.
Okay, thank you.
See you in a moment.